The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Pat Crotty is with me. He is the CEO of the Vintners Federation. Pat, we might talk about those licensing laws in a few minutes, but the other alcohol-related news today from Diageo, they've announced the price of a pint is going to be increasing by about 6 cent, I think 9 cent on a price of Guinness Zero. What was your reaction when you heard this latest price hike?
Well, we were disappointed, at least, Kieran, if not actually... quite depressed about the whole concept, because since the turn of the year, even last year, we just had inflation like everyone in their own personal lives, but especially in business, have had a constant inflation, constant everything going up and nothing coming back down. And we were led to believe inflation was easing. And since the turn of this year, government has hit us with increased minimum wage, additional sick pay, and we have other bits on the way, pension enrollment, all sorts of things. All good things in themselves, but all costs that government have dumped straight onto small businesses, pubs being small businesses. And we were hoping maybe for a bit of solidarity from our suppliers, so that both the punter who comes into the pub as well as the publican themselves can at least think there was something constant in their lives. But not so, because Sir Diageo are subject to the same vagaries as everyone else.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, that's the argument that they and others would make, that all those inflationary pressures you talk about, all those costs on doing business impact them, and they need to maintain their profit margins.
They do, and no blame to them. But we would see the big pressure on us this year has already been placed there by government. It's that the government has used up any capacity to support our customer by absorbing these costs. And it's gone. I mean, small businesses operate on small margins, and those margins have been completely eroded. The industry is already in a crisis. We're talking to government as often as they let us about trying to get some kind of supports. So we could have done without this until we thought we had something in place or something that would help us to survive a bit longer or a bit better.
Well, Pat, stay with us, because our reporter Josh Crosby has been out and about in the streets asking people what they make about the increasing price of a pint.
Yeah, I think it's disgraceful, listen. The price as it is, where do you think we're getting the money from? And to blame the poor people drinking on the street.
And does the price of it turn you off going out?
Yeah, I couldn't afford to go out. Not at all. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I could have down instead of putting it up.
Bring down the price of a pint?
Yeah.
Bottle of wine at home instead. But also, drink out. If I'm coming out, I'm going to pay whatever it is. The thing is, it's sort of like at this stage of life, or whatever, that you're just sort of going, any chance to get out, you go out. Exactly. To be quite honest, in the 50s. Responsibilities, etc. So it would not deter me at all.
So it's not as often as it once was.
No,
so when
no.
you go so out, you enjoy it.
It's like my friend said here, it is that sort of thing that, yes, you would have a bottle at home. If I was younger, I'd be a bit put out.
Ah, it's expensive enough, like, but people probably go a bit too overboard anyway for the most part, so it's probably no harm.
Yeah, you think it might make people cut back?
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, it's too expensive here in the city. It's a bit ridiculous.
And this new increase now, would it turn you off heading out?
Probably not, no. If there's a night out, I'll have a night out, you know, so.
What would a night out set you back now?
If
you're going all out now, painting the town red.
If I was going all out, jeez, I'd be up around... Oh, see, I'm a fiend for buying rounds for people, so that alone is now like 30 quid.
Okay, nobody wants the price of alcohol to go up, but nothing will stop us drinking it, will it? Nothing. Let's be fair.
And you're on a few days away here in Ireland.
We are.
How does it compare to home?
So last night I probably spent the same as I'd spend on a night out in London or Brighton. That's okay, because we're on holiday.
The publicans are having a hard enough time as it is. I think we could do something to help them out by lowering the prices.
And does the cost of a night out turn you off heading out?
I wouldn't say so. Maybe less frequently.
Well, what do you think should be the limit now for a pint? Or where should it be at?
I don't know. You see, you're getting used to paying kind of 7, nearly 8 euro. I suppose if you capped it at 6, you wouldn't be too disappointed. But yeah, anything over 7.50 is a bit too steep, I think.
All right. Those are just the views of people on the street, speaking to our reporter, Josh Crosby. So, Pat, fair to say, not a universal welcome for the increasing price of a pint, understandably. What impact do you suspect it's going to have on some of the smaller pubs you mentioned?
Look, a Some of your people on your tape there said it, that it might cause them to consider whether they'll go, take a night off, as in if they go out two nights, they might go out one. If they go three, they might go two. It's very hard to say. At least the level of increase is commensurate with inflation. It's not making matters worse, and we'll have to hope for that. If we can keep the show in tow with inflation, that it doesn't hurt people, because if people's wages go up by more than 3%, well then the pint is actually cheaper than it was last year. Is, you know, you try and put a good face on it, but we would prefer not to be looking at it at all. It just creates more uncertainty at a time when an awful lot of small family pubs are feeling quite enough of uncertainty already.
Well, it's interesting you mention all these increasing costs of doing business, because that's the focus of a story in the front page of the Irish Times today as well, Pat, that there is pressure on Simon Harris, as Taoiseach in waiting, and whoever might make up the new government, the people he will appoint in a reshuffle, some of them the same old faces, some of them new faces, to do something about the cost of doing business. Now, I'm not sure if one unnamed minister in the article is going to have their way and will have a finance bill outside of the budgetary cycle, but certainly that a promise will be made that in the next budget, some of these costs will be reduced. Is that something you'd like to see?
Absolutely. I mean, we're in a position that, I said it already, Kieran, that the capacity to soak more cost is gone. If a business makes 5% profit and the government increases your cost by 6%, you're now in a loss. In other words, your bank manager's not talking to you. You might be late paying a bill. It's making life very difficult, and it's all government-driven. So otherwise healthy businesses are being made unhealthy by government action. And it's not about the wages. It's not about the minimum wage. It's about government implementing a social policy without a budget. We're their budget. I would say we already know there are businesses closing every week, that the next budget is live horse, get grass. It's too far away. We need something to happen in the meantime.
You think we do need some sort of budget? And I wouldn't call it an emergency finance bill, but a supplementary finance bill between now and January next year.
Well, without a shadow of a doubt, Kieran. I mean, there's the very obvious one that has been well touted, which would help any pub that sells food, is to put the VAT back to 9%. The government argued that 13.5% was the normal rate. We had to go back to normal. 10 of the last 12 years, 9% was normal. So what is normal? And why did they need to do it? They would make more money from having a lot of busy places selling lots of food than having people not able to afford to eat out.
And was it just, you know, because you said right at the outset of this, Pat, that kind of on their own, a lot of these measures were the unnecessary. Was it that too many of them came too quickly on the back of one another? You know, that we had increases in the minimum wage. Yeah. Now, lots of minimum wage workers or people related to them listening to this would say, hold on, inflationary pressures impact us. We need it more money. But anyway, set that aside for a moment. You had the increase in the minimum wage. You had increased entitlement to leave. You had increased entitlement to sick leave. Talk about kind of auto-enrollment pensions, increased PRSI on employers, all of that happening in a relatively short window.
Yeah, it's a tsunami. It's just you don't have a chance to breathe. You're suffocated by the whole thing. But we went to government like last year, and we're even with various ministers at the start of this year to show them the effect of the measures in each of the next 3 years as they try to get to a living wage in January 2026, and how a business that was healthy in 2023 will be break even in 2024 and will be underwater in 2025 purely because of government activity. If everything else stayed exactly the same, and that's untenable, and that's unconscionable that a government would do that to a whole sector of its people, because it's not just the owners who took the risks and who made these businesses happen, it's all the people whose livelihoods are there. And government can say, there's other jobs. But these are viable, and these are part of our culture and part of our communities. And they shouldn't just be thrown on the scrap heap because there might be other jobs there somewhere.
Before I let you go then, Pat, can I just ask about a story we're going to come back to a little bit later, shortly after 5 o'clock, which is pressure on government again to scrap the overhaul of licensing laws. So there's an awful lot in this. I guess the one that gets all the attention is that pubs and clubs would be able to able to open up an awful lot later into the night and into the early hours of the morning. There's been political pressure from some of the backbenchers in Fine Gael to scrap this plan. There is now pressure from the Road Safety Authority. And the latest today, Breda Smith, the Chief Medical Officer, looking for a health impact statement. What's your view?
But my view is that the headline article is nightclubs open till 6 o'clock in the morning, and that has brought the thing, the whole process, into disrepute. The other side of the coin is that there is an awful lot of good work in this bill that was going to make life an awful lot easier for people who make their living in the industry, who work in the industry. Like, we do not have a definition in Ireland at the minute of a late bar. You're from Kilkenny. In Carlow and Waterford, up to a couple of years ago, you would have been out, you could go out till 2:30 in the morning, and Kilkenny was shut down at 1:30 because of the whims of a judge and a superintendent. And we're a small island, and so the nightclub or late bar legislation didn't apply equally to all. It was at the whims of different people in different places. We need proper definitions of what is a pub and what hours can they operate to, what is a late bar and what is a nightclub. The hours may change from what are being headlined at the minute, but we do need to regularise the process, and we do need to make sense of it. And if you take your ordinary pub at the minute, open till 11:30 Monday to Thursday and 12:30 on Friday and Saturday. An awful lot of those bars don't even stay open till 11:30 on the Monday to Thursday. Some of them aren't even open on a Monday or Tuesday because there is no business there, and the market will decide. So all the government was doing in this was creating a facility to say all bars can stay open till 12:30 every night. It won't happen. There won't be a need for it.
Yeah.
But if there's a party, if you want to have your next birthday or whatever, you don't have to say, well, gosh, will they be closing at 11? No, they can stay open till 12:30. For your benefit.
It's been a few years since my parties lasted past 12:30, but I appreciate the compliment. If that's what it was. Pat Crotty, the CEO of the Vintners Federation. Pat, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4. On News Talk.
Rayan Dolcon Keenan at Agriasu, Toshian Amdit, Tus Ocha Ohurt, Don Isrocht, Lechem Irkema, Egulskal Limni. Kebeako Ermin Lat Curl at the Yeshin Agarama, No Ahru Quigaram Nua, Toklor Irkema Lonheim Sherha, Portheim Sherha, Agus Yarklor, Egulskal Limni. Dochiapa can tuakur ervoher and fasa. Be fisrock at ul.ie.